Testing, 1, 2. Hello? Testing. Is this on? Can you hear it? Okay. Well, joys, concerns, passing the peace, we've done that. Pray for our hunters. I think I can think of about a half dozen people that are hoping to get a deer this morning. Not that they don't already have deers, right? And Diane wanted me to say that maybe you've noticed that the Christmas tree with the lights on back there. And as I remember it, we bring gifts for the food shelf. Put that under there, or they accept money too. And it's also Tuesday, is what day again? Veterans Day. I know you've worked a lot with a lot of veterans. Is that a big celebration too, where you worked in your last place? Yeah. And anyone's here today besides me? You were a vet too? Army. 101st Airborne Division, Army, and Band. Headquarters, I guess, is where we were stationed. We did a lot of flying around. Where were you stationed, Bob?
Winthrop Reserves.
Winthrop
Louisiana
Reserves. Yeah. Any other joys, concerns? Barb was going to read this morning. She all signed up to read, but you probably heard that Lauren, Charlie, had another heart attack. Was it Thursday morning, I think, or late Thursday night into Friday? And then by Friday morning, they didn't have any beds. So Barb and Charlie had to sit in the emergency room for hours, or the operating room, one of the two. But they went in and had a blockage, 99% to the heart, cleared that up, and that next day they sent them home, and that's where they are now. So prayers for Barb and Charlie, of course. Other concerns, joys?
I can stay for prayer if anybody wants to today.
Anne, she's saying she can stay for prayer if anybody wants to. There are treats afterwards. Yeah. And otherwise, I always pray when I eat, too. Ooh, thank you. This is so good. Anyone or anything else? So thank you for signing up to read. But we got some more litany to go through here. Call to worship responsibly. We call on God, who is as near as our next breath. We gather to meet God, who has promised to bless us. God is great and greatly to be praised. Through many generations, God has acted among us. Meditate on the wondrous works of our Creator. Marvel at the glorious splendor of God's majesty. God is the Savior of all who seek refuge. God hears our cries and fulfills our deepest desires. Remember God's steadfast love and faithfulness. Make a joyful noise and break forth in song. Our mouths will speak of the praise of God. Let all flesh bless God's holy. We pray together to say, give ear to our prayers, gracious God, and attend to our cries. We call on you, knowing that you will answer and make your way known to us. We seek to follow the path you show us. We take courage, knowing that you are kind and just in all you do. When we need assurance, you gather in the shadow of your wing. As we mature in faith, you give us wings to fly on our own. Meet each one of us in our particular need this hour. So be it. I don't know about you, but I always feel a need to confess, to admit I'm human, and I fall short of God's glory. And these prayers are for me, as I suppose for anyone, based on our readings today. Let's pray together to say, all-knowing God, we are reluctant to identify weakness or wickedness in ourselves. We do not recognize violent behavior or lawless rebellion as a personal problem. We would not think of elevating ourselves to take your place. Yet we find ourselves viewing the world from the narrow perspective of our own self-interest. Our anger at others spills over into the words and deeds. We ignore you in our decision-making and fail to give thanks to you in our daily living. Without your forgiveness and transforming love, there's little hope for us. Hear us and save us, we pray. Amen. And we're going to sing this hymn now, as originally it was supposed to be here, 577. In times like these. You should know this. I think we sang it a couple of weeks ago. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, you need a Savior. In times like these, you need an anchor, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one, be very sure. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, we need a Bible. In times like these, oh, be not idle. Be very sure, be very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. In times like these, I have a Savior. In times like these, I have an anchor. I'm very sure, I'm very sure. Your anchor holds and grips the solid rock. This rock is Jesus, yes, he's the one. This rock is Jesus, the only one. I'm very sure, I'm very sure my anchor holds and grips the solid rock. And be it known that as we confess, God says, yes, just hang on. Hang on to this solid rock. You know, Jim, I thought of that. I was driving over, listening to a radio program from Hutchinson. 50 years. That happened on the estate. The Edmund Fitzgerald went down with how many? With a crew of how many? I don't know.
29.
And, singing the anchor reminded me of sometimes we're out on the ocean and things want to tear us away, but we have an anchor in Jesus. Amen. Huh? Thanks for volunteering to read against James. So it's yours.
The first reading this morning is taken from Psalm 86. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my cry of supplication. In the day of my trouble I call on you, for you will answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and bow down before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain. And after he had sat down, his disciples came to him, and he began to speak and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. Remember, you are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. People do not light a lamp and put it under a bushel basket. Rather, they put it on a lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.
Thank you, James. If you're a little bit puzzled why we chose these readings this morning, it's okay. They were part of our lectionary, but I think the first time in my days of preaching, I went off the assigned readings today. And I looked for guidance. I went to the worship committee's choices for songs. And the Psalm 86 stuck out to me about our need for a Savior. And then I, for some reason, picked Matthew's version of the Beatitudes. I hope and pray I'd made the right choices. I guess a person can't say enough about that first sermon that Jesus gave. Matthew 5, Luke 6. Luke says, blessed are the poor. Matthew said, blessed are the poor in spirit. There's some minor changes, but they're still basically the same. I like to point out in confirmation classes that there's four P's, three M's, and one H. Not necessarily in this order, but the P's, of course, are pure in heart, peacemakers, being persecuted in Jesus' name, and, of course, poor in spirit, which you've already mentioned. And the M's are those who mourn, the merciful, and the meek, sometimes called humble. In that case, there'd be two H's. But the H is hungry. Blessed are those who are hungry. And there's always a, doesn't leave it hanging there, the kingdom of God will be yours, or you'll see God, or you'll inherit the earth, or your hunger will be filled, or your grief won't last long, things like that. But sometimes it's easy to get confused because the mind wants to say, blessed are the poor? I mean, it's not blessed to be poor. Who wants to be poor? Nobody should be poor. But of course, it means more than having our material needs met. More than health or food or clothing or friends or shelter. But an awakening and a realization of our Creator's presence with us in times like these, as we sang, which are hard to sometimes to see the hand of God. We have a Creator who gave us life and a Savior who points us on the correct direction. Jesus. The abundant life. Now, our reading this morning in Matthew even goes on to to say, rejoice because you're the salt of the earth. Go ahead. But it's not necessarily making a joyful noise, as the Bible always says. It doesn't mean we have to dance or to sing in well-tuned keys. And as far as rejoicing, it doesn't mean riotous laughter or even a smile, but something that's inside this attitude of gratitude. But yet, it's good to give voice to it. For some reason, the story, it actually happened years ago in some high school graduation years ago. The president of the class was asked to say a few words at commencement. But the administration said, now, be mindful, there's people in the graduating class that don't go to church. Some aren't, they're not all Christian. Some don't profess any religion. And so we don't want to offend anyone, so don't use the word God or Jesus or anything like that. Okay. Well, the president of the class, she talked to some of her friends, and it said, let's do it this way. And so the whole class was in agreement as to what was happened, what was going to happen as she gave her speech. But in the middle of her speech, she prearranged, sneezed, and the whole class in unison shouted out, God be with you. Or maybe if it was German, Gesundheit, God bless you. Our reading today gives a lot of room for ways to rejoice. A deeper probe into what it means to be blessed. A lot of the versions nowadays are using, instead of the word blessed, they use the word happy. I wish I could have talked about this with my dad, because, you know, years ago the Germans, as he was a boy, they had meetings of the brethren. They probably had these two, I think so, when it was led by all lay people. They'd say a scripture, sing a song, and they would pray, and of course they'd talk about sometimes how that person would have been so blessed. But Dad didn't know what that meant, and I wished I could have put it that simple. It means to be happy, genuinely happy. Not in the sense that we usually think of it being. So I remember Dad was retired from the bank, and he was doing lay speaking in the church. And I think his second year into that lay speaking, we gave him a birthday present, and it was a book by James Boyce, not Joyce, but James Boyce. And the book was called The Beatitudes. And on page 15, he explains why happy is maybe a better word. And I quote him to say, blessed means happy, not in the world's sense, not in superficial happiness that depends on circumstances, but on a deeper work of God to make us happy. No worries, no fears. Can we attain that? Can we experience that? I think we can. Happy. In our Bible, at least in this New Revised Standard Version that we use, confirmation class, Psalm 1 is this, to say, happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path that sinners tread, or sit in the seat of scoffers. But their delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law they meditate day and night. They are like trees planted by streams of water, who yield their fruit in its season, and their leaves do not wither. In all that they do, they prosper. Happy are those, or blessed if those, if you so prefer. John 10, one, I think it's probably my favorite passage in all the Bible. John 10:10. Jesus is quoted as saying, I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Sometimes we equate the word abundance with riches, with wealth, nice house, shelter, good food, clean air, clean water, a lot of friends, meaningful work. Yeah, that's important. Those are all important. But these Beatitudes take us deeper, that we can be happy in spite of things going wrong, or in spite of things we can hear, taste, touch, smell, or feel. Belongs to anyone because of God's gift to us. Blessed are those. I confess that I guess there's not enough Lutheran or Catholic in me. We missed last Sunday. Remember what the Friday before that was? On Halloween Eve, what do we call the next day? Yeah, you Lutherans don't say, sure. All Saints Day. Oh my goodness. Why didn't I call attention to that? But it makes me still ask, who or what is a saint? And if I read at least Peter's writings to the churches, he seems to imply that we're, in a sense, all saints. We might not be a Saint Paul or a Saint Anastasia or a Saint Mother Teresa, Saint John, Saint Mark, Saint Matthew, whatever. But somehow, not by our own volition, but by the gift of God, we can be saintly, at least. But still we ask, blessed are the poor in spirit. Okay, what does that mean? We say, blessed are the meek or the humble. What will they receive? Blessed are the pure in heart. What will happen to them? And as we know, many times those people are, even to this day, are persecuted against. I remember the day a professor in New Testament theology called these Beatitudes upside down words, because in a sense they turn us around or upside down, because we think that to be happy means you got a bunch of stuff. But it's deeper than that. Blessed are you. In conclusion this morning, I want to sing a song that I wrote while we were on, I guess some call it vacation, my allotted 6 weeks down in Arizona, Apache Junction. And I sang half of it here a few months ago, but I want to sing the whole one now. You have the words there, right? An insert. Not expecting you to sing, but you can follow the words if you desire. Blessed are you. From Luke 6, 20 through 26, and with Mark's words in mind also. Blessed are you who are poor, the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will soon be filled. Blessed are you who weep, for your grief won't last long. Blessed are you who are poor. Blessed are you who are poor, you who stand at the door, and you knock and you wait for the open gate, and you feel all alone asking, how do I get home? Blessed are you, blessed are you, blessed are you who are poor. Woe to you who choose to exclude those others, our sisters and brothers. Woe to you who refuse to include those little ones, the others. You know, the ones who don't look like us, the ones who don't act like us. They don't seem to believe like we do. Ah, they'll never make it through unless they do what we say they should do. But wait a minute. Blessed are we who are poor. Yeah, that's better. Blessed are we who are poor, silently pleading for more, to be seen and to understood. But could we change things if we would? Blessed are you, blessed are you, blessed are we who are poor. Do not fear, have no fear, the Spirit is near, the Spirit is here, yeah. So let us sing with all good cheer, let us laugh and dance with all here, surprise. It's a new year, the day of the Lord has arrived, so be satisfied, be satisfied. Be satisfied. Oh God, we We pray as we sing this song. Number 638. I need thee every hour. Need thee every hour, most gracious Lord. No tender voice like thine can peace afford. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh. Bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour, stay thou nearby. Temptations lose their power when thou art mine. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee every hour in joy. Come quickly and abide, all life is vain. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come. Yes, dear God, as Diane keeps playing and we keep confessing our need for you, O God, help us to know that you're right here. You're right here amongst us. Everything somehow becomes sacred. May we learn how to treat each other better, to make better care for our world, to tread the earth lightly, so to speak, to cherish all you've created, because we depend on what we call natural resources. And there's animals that give their life for us. And may we be, if I may ask it, more like the indigenous people here that would pray and give thanks in times when a bison or a deer or something gave their life that we might live. Help us to know that we don't live unto ourselves, but we live with and for each other in a way. And we all have to work together. With you, there's no Democrat, Republican, Independent. There's no North, South, East, or West. There's no ins or outs. Yeah, there's right ways, and that's the way of the cross, that we might care it lovingly, and we might remember our blessedness because of the gift you give to all of us. Pray with Barb and Charlie, and may others that going through hard times locally, of course, and it just makes me sick to think of genocides and one group slaughtering others and thousands of women and children die. It's just, may we be your children, peacemakers, however that happens. The prayer, we thank you for that prayer you taught us to pray together. Say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Stanza 4, I need thee every hour, most holy one.
I need thee every hour, most holy one. Oh, make me thine indeed, thou blessed Son. I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior, I come to thee.
Our statement of faith is the 1959 version on the inside cover of your hymnal. Together let us confess to say that we believe in God, the eternal Spirit, Father of our Savior Jesus Christ and our Father, and to his deeds we testify. He calls the worlds into being, creates man in his own image, and sets before each one the ways of life and death. He seeks in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. He judges men and nations by his righteous will declared through prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Savior, he has come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the world to himself. He bestows upon us his Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. He calls us into his church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be his servants in the service of men, to proclaim the gospel to all the world and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. He promises to all who trust him forgiveness of sins and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle for justice and peace, his presence in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in his kingdom, which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto you. Amen. Let's stand as we praise God from whom all blessings flow.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above, you heavenly host. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost.
The offertory prayer goes like this. For the future glory of your church, we dedicate our gifts. Toward the reign of love in our midst, we consecrate ourselves. O God of all the ages, show yourself to us in our time. Work with us individually and among us as a community of faith, that we may experience resurrection and carry your good news into the world. So be it.
We give thee but thine own, whatever the gift may be. All that we have is yours alone, our trust, O Lord, from thee. Amen.
581, 'tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know, thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I prove him more and more. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust his cleansing blood, just in simple faith to plunge me 'neath the healing cleansing flood. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him all and all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Yes, it's sweet to trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and peace. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. I'm so glad I learned to trust thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that thou art with me, will be with and to the end. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust, how I prove him all and all. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust him more. Feel free to stay for fellowship time afterwards. There is goodies. But in the meantime, may you know that the blessings of the Lord are upon you. And the Lord makes his face to shine upon you and is gracious to you. The Lord, may he lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen.